En daf mem ches met beis. Let us go over again a chelik of the Gemara we learned yesterday, which is a very difficult Gemara. Let's start. Elo Rav Chiya bar Yosef erov no diyovilei. We had before a maise that someone gave money to Rav Chiya bar Yosef and salt. He purchased salt from Rav Chiya bar Yosef, and then his salt became very expensive. So Rav Chiya bar Yosef went to the Bichayza from the Mekach, and he came to Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan told him, Zil havlu, you give them all the salt, v'iloi kabel alecha mishapora. Or else you'll have to be mekabela mishapora. And the Gemara is a problem. Rav Chiya bar Yosef was a very choshev yid, a Talmud Chochem. What did he hold? So the Gemara says, and we'll start from this, it's around 15 lines from the top of the Omid, Elo Rav Chiya bar Yosef eruve eruv minu diyoivlei. Rav Chiya bar Yosef gave a down payment. He gave a down payment. He didn't, the one who gave him the money, they gave him a down payment. Didn't pay the complete amount of the salt. They gave a down payment. Husovah, so Rav Chiya bar Yosef held that this down payment connect the hukayne, that the lekeach, moi saying them kaines is a mishapora, but the whole kinyan of a down payment by metaltalim is only connected is how much money he gave. How much money he gave, and that is a din of mishapora. And that Rav Chiya bar Yosef did not have an intent at all to be chayzer, b'shteitzach, zemishapora. But the rest of the salt, which there was, what was as yet not paid for, Rav Chiya bar Yosef wanted to be chayzer, because he didn't get money on the rest of the salt. Husava connect the hukaine, that the Raven is only kaine connected the shavius of the Raven, but the rest of the salt, there was no nesines kesev on the rest of the salt, she could be chayza. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan connected kulai hukaine. Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with him. He told him that even though he only gave a down payment, but the kinyan is connected kulai. And let us just see the Zagos Abach Aleph. Just see that which we don't have this in our Rashi, but let's just see the Zagos Abach. Husova kenegdai hukaine lekabel mishapora. That the lekeach was only kaine keneged the shavius of the roven, of the down payment. Lekone kol apisuk, he wasn't kaine the complete amount which they were paisik, that he's selling. V'hu ha-yachof etz liten keneged ma-shekibel. Rav Chiya bar Yosef agreed to give him salt, which was worth as much as he had given him. V'chayza bayal ha-shah. But the rest of the salt, he wanted to have, he didn't give him money for the rest of the salt. So he wanted to be chayza on that, and that there was no nesines kesef, there's no mishapora. Rabbi Yochanan told him, keneged kulay hu kaine, that no, this down payment is kaine, all the salt. So if you want to be chayza now because salt went up, you'll have to be mekabel on mishapora. Let's go further in the Gemara. Ve'itmar, now this sichsuch between Rav Chiya bar Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan, is a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Ve'itmar a Ravin, Rav Omer kenegdai hukaine, Rav Taka holds kenegdai hukaine, Rabbi Yochanan Omer keneged kulai hukaine. So this was a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and Pashtus will say it's speaking about metaltalim. And the shail is if a down payment can be mechayiv a misha pora on the whole pisik, or only kineged the shavius of the down payment. Meisave. So the Gemara is going to ask a kashana. Anoisein eirovein lechaveiroi. Now, we'll see Rashi soon, but here now we're talking about, till now we're speaking about a down payment. Now we're going to change the subject a little, and we'll come back to a down payment, but now we're speaking about something else. Anoisein eirovein lechaveiroi. A person gave an eirovein, and here an eirovein means something to guarantee the other party that they won't be chayzel, that they're going to be mekayim, the opmach, the transaction that they agreed upon. And he gave an eroven. Va'amalei. And this guarantee was as follows. He gave him a eroven. He gave him a certain amount of money, which this money was given as a guarantee. And he won't be chayzel. Va'amalei. And the lekeach told the Moicha, Imani Chayzer bi, Elvuni Mochaloch. So let us say the deal was for $1,000. He was wanted to purchase $1,000 worth of Peiris, and he gave him an Irovin of $10. Let's not say Peiris, let's say Karke. And he gave him an Irovin of $10, and he told him, Imani chayzer bi avuni mochaloch. If I'll be chayzer and I won't come up with the money to pay for the whole thing, so kaponim, this eirovim, this deposit belongs to you. So that's how he wanted to assure the moicher that he's going to keep his part of the deal. And he told them, if I'll be chayzer, avuni mochaloch, you can keep the eirovim. V'Allah Omaloi, the Meicher also wanted to ensure the Lekeach that he will not be Chayza. Imani Chayza bi, Avoyni Mocholoch, Imani Chayza bi, Echbaloch Avoynich. So I'll give you double the amount of your Erovin. Means you'll get back, we'll see, either $20 or Kake that's worth $20. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Niskaimu Atnoi, Divrei Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi said, this agreement is chal. That means they both agreed that to cancel each other if they'll back out on this pisik they had made, is Niskaimu Atnoim. So these Tnoim are Mekuyim. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi Letaimei. Tomar asmachta kanye. Now, this is an asmachta. That means an asmachta is something that one, if you have an agreement between two parties, and each party wants to assure the other party that he'll keep his part of the agreement, so he assures him with a guarantee, which is a shtickle, an exaggeration. That means, if I don't keep my part of the agreement, you can keep the eroven. I mean, that means he's, or the other one said, I'll give you double the eroven, which is a hagzome, it's an exaggeration. I mean, why should he get this money for no legitimate reason? But he wants Yana to feel assured, so he's being maftiach him with a guzme. He's assuring him with a guzme. And Rabbi Yosi holds, asmach tekanye, I do not say that really all the parties think this will never really occur. That means I'll never be, I told them I'm going to give him, alvaini mochaloch. I mean, I have money to throw away, stammers. I told them that because I was under the impression that I'm zicher going to b'mekayim v'mekach. So I thought, but he was worried. So I thought, listen, if I'll be chayse, avayni machaloch. The same with the other way also. But really, no one really meant what they said. They held that it will never be negeya. So they assured Yenid that, listen, if I'll ever back out. Rabbi Yossi holds asmach tekanye, that means if it was said with an intent to assure the other party, I say there is a gemiras das, and some meila niskay mawatnoi. Rabbi Yehuda oimar dayoy sheyikne keneged ervoinoi. Rabbi Yehuda said that no, this agreement that they made that if the lekeich will be chayze, the meicher can keep the money. If the meicher will be chayze, so the lekeich will get double of the rovin. No. Dayay shen yikne keneged avoynay. So let us see just one Rashi. We'll come back to other Rashis later, but just daye sheyikne loyze yimchel veloyze yichpel. That means there's no mechila mitzad alekeach, that he's not getting an irovin for nothing. Veloyze yichpel ela loyze veloyze yichelim lachzer milekayim mina mechire keneged hairovin vechayzrim al hashar. So Rabbi Yehuda said, this Irovin that was given, this Irovin will be kind of kinegdoi. That means that's what's going to be. That means if he gave him $10, we're purchasing a karka, let us say. So $10 of the karka is coming. If someone is chayza, that means the lekeach says, I changed my mind, give me back my money. No. You gave me $10. These $10 are kind of the worth of $10 of the karka. That means the moicha can demand, you gave me $10, so the al kaponim keneged, the whole deal, you're not up to paying me for $1,000, but al kaponim keneged $10, l'cheri, you'll be kind of from the karke, and the meichel wants to be chayzen, no, $10 of the karke is sold, and that's dayoy, that means the hagzome, the exaggeration, the vito that they spoke out, that is not chal. But al kaponim, what is chal is daye sheyikne keneged avoyin. But that will be chal. Omar Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, b'me dvorim amurim, bizman she'omaloi avoyni yikoy. This din, that Rab Yehuda said, that daye sheyikne keneged avoyinoi, that was said, when, if he told him, avoyne yikoy, that he wanted that it should be koine, he told him avoyne yikoy, so then it'll be koine kenegdoi. Avo mochaloi bayis oisode be'elev zuz. But what is if he sold him a karke for 1,000 zuz uporaloi mehem? That means if there was an amir of avoyne yikoyim, my erovin should be koine. So then there will be koine keneged moisov. And that's it. That the dayoy of Rabbi Yehuda is, if he said avoyne yikoyim, avo mochaloi bayis oisode be'elev zuz. But what if he sold him a bayis oisode be'elev zuz? Upora loy mehem chomish meyezus, and he paid him half of it. Now the 500 zuz was given as a payment. Kone, he's kind of everything. Then he's kind of everything. Umarzaloy esashar, afilulacha kamishonim. That means the whole field belongs to him, and he has to pay him back. He has to pay him back the 500 zuz. He purchased a house or a field for 1,000 zuz, so he has to pay back whenever. So, Al Kaponim, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is differentiating if it was said, Avoyne Yikain, or if it was said, a Piroi. If it was said a piroin, so then he's kind of the whole thing. Yeah. So, that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel said. My love, who had in Lumentaltalim? Now, by piroin, if a person paid for half, Bidistane Kanili Lakula. Rav Shimon Gamliel told us there's a difference between if he said Alosh and Kinyin. He said Alosh and Kinyin, then the halacha is that he's only Kaine Kineged Elvoine. That's what Shimon Gamliel said. But if he said Alosh and Piroin, so then the dinis is Kaine the whole thing. So the Gemara says, My lab, who had in Lemetaltalin? The Bidistame Kanili Lakule. Metaltam, if he will give a peroin of half of the Mekah, will be kind of the whole thing. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is we have a kasha on Rav. Rav said, we hid before Machloikis, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Someone gave a peroin on Metaltalin. Someone gave a peroin on Metaltalin. And Lamaisim, someone gave a peroin and metaltolin, and Lamaisa the Shaila was, is there a Misha Pore, if you're chayse from the whole Mekach or no? And, Rav said, there's no Misha Pore. Rabbi Yochanan said, there's a Misha Pore. And here Rabbi Shimon Gamliel differentiated by peroin, between he said a Loshin Kinyin or a Loshin Piroin. So the Gemara held, there's no difference if this was by Metaltalin or by Kalk. So the Gemara says, like Metaltalin bedistalme loikon. Metaltalin, you won't be kind if you only paid half. Umayishno Kalke. So what's the difference between Kalk and Metaltalim? The Bekaspe Konile Mamish. By Kalk, Kesev is Koine Legamri. Is if you give a Peroin and half, Konile Lekula, so you Koine the whole Kalk. Metaltalim Le Koine Ele Le Kabule Misha Pora Le Koine Lekula. So by Metaltalim, since the whole Kinyan is only Likabule Misha Porem, Likone Likule. That's the end of the Sugya so far. This is the sugya. So the sugya is we had Akasha and Rav. The Gemara wanted it to be Medame Metaltalim to Kalke. And the Gemara says, no, there's a difference between Metaltalim and Kalke. And Lechayre, this is according to Rav. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Taka the Maishne is Taka, Rabbi Yochanan Taka holds like this, that Metaltalim and Kalke are the same thing. That's L'chayr of the Sugi. Now, let us see Rashi. Now we're going to start appreciating the difficulties. Now, the Bach said, V'achakach maschal adibo kenegdei hu koine. So we have now Nu Dibra Maschel, Kenegdoi Hukoine, and this Nu Dibra Maschel is going on Rav. This is going on Rav. So, Rashi says, Imechires Karkohu, Sheniknis Bekesef, Koine Kinyingomo, Imechires Metaltumhu, Koine Kenegdoi, Lishayev b'mishapora. So now we learn this Rashi, we have tremendous problems. First of all, the Rehitas Loshen of Rashi, Rashi seems to be saying that the Machloikis Rav and Rav Yochanan is by Karka and Metaltalim. Rashi starts off. Imichiris Karko, Shaniktis Pekesav, Koinikinigam, Imichiris Metaltalimu, Let's see the next Rashi. Rabbi Yechanan Oma is Koine Keneged Kulai. Bekalke Lekinyin Goma, Metaltam Lekabal Mishapor. So Rashi over here seems to be saying that the Machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yechanan is Bein Bekalke, Bein Bemetaltalim. That's the Machloikis. That Rav holds you only koine kenegdei, a Rav and kenegdei you koine. Now, this is Sheklech. The Gemara later asks Akashe, we hear a member of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, but if you, there was a piroin, you koine kenegdei kule, koine kule, and then he pays later. This was by Karke. So, the Gemara, the only kasha of the Gemara is Mestamim Metaltlum is the same. So the Gemara says, no, Metaltlum is not the same. I mean, according to Rashi, if Rashi says that Rav is speaking about Karka also, so the kasha is another kasha. This is the kasha you, Rav, said by Karka connect the Ukraine. And here it says by Karka that he's going to connect it Kuloi. You said by Metaltlum, so that is a double kasha. But the way Rashi, why did Rashi speak about Karka over here? Rashi should have spoken about Metaltlum, then it would be Shalom al Yisrael. Rashi stuck in Karka. That's a big problem on this Rashi. And the Ritva Tainis, Rashi's wrong. Why did Rashi bring in Karka? Rashi should, the Poshet away should be, there's a Machloikis, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan by Metaltlum. If he's connected to Ukraine, connected to Ukraine, it's machlokes by metaltlum, and the Gemara said by Piroin, by Karka, Ukraine connected to Kulam, my lavudim by metaltlum. Someone says no, it can be mechalek. That would be poshet, but Rashi brought in Karka over here for some reason, which is a big problem. This is a problem. The Maam Shif asks the kasha, and the Rishonim asks the kasha, and Rashi. This is a Shvera Rashi. Now, there is a Eitzah on Rashi, but we have to understand Pshat and Rashi. If we'll be Elech, let's learn the Rashi again. Rashi says, Imechiris Karkohu, Sheniknis Bekesev, Koine Kinyigomo, Imechiris Metaltumu, Koine Kinegdoi, Lishai B'mishapore. When Rashi says, Koine Kinegdoi, the Memra of Rav, that Koine Kinegdoi, Rashi only mentioned by Metaltalim. Rashi speaks about Karka. Rashi doesn't say one word of Koine Kinegdoi by Karka. Rashi says, Mechiris Karka, Shniktis Bekesef, Koine Kinyin Gomo, Vimechiris Metaltalimu, Rashi doesn't say, Koine Kinyin Gomo, Vimechiris Metaltalimu, Koine Kinegdoi Lishaye B'mishapora. So then it could be that Rashi over here, really, the Radbas says this from the Argirs and Rashi, so we have no problem. So then it would be that Rashi, Al Kaponim, is giving us a preview of the Maskonis HaGemore. That the Maskonis HaGemore, Rashi's tongue is not the Maskone. That the Maskone is that, that Karka, there's no concept of Koine Shekenegdoi. And, Metaltlim is kind of connected with Chayvim Mishapor. And Rabbi Yechanan Oma Bekarke Lekinyin Gomu Oma Metaltlim Lekabel Mishapor. Lulei de Mistafine, I would like to say a vote, perhaps later we'll see similar diyukim. If we assume the way the Adbar says, I mean, we're not talking about karka, we're talking about, Rashi mentioned karka, this is, okay. But Rashi speaks about metaltalim of yukayne kenegdoi, or yukayne keneged kuloi. So let us just see the Loshon of Rashi for 1 minute. Rashi and Rav says, v'mechiris metaltalmu, koine kenegdoi lehischayev b'mishapo. To be mechuyev and is koine lehischayev b'mishapo. And Rav Yochanan Rashi says, b'karkel kenegom, v'metaltal lekabel mishapo. Now why did Rashi change the Loshon? Here Rashi says, lehischayev b'mishapo, and here Rashi says, lekabel mishapo. It's interesting. Lulei de Mistafin, I saw in Atere Shmuel, what is pshat in, by metaltalim, your koine lamisha pora? What is pshat? So he brings down a machlokes harishonim. Other rishonim learn, he brings a loshna rambam, that Bemison Moisa Koine, Koin Traviation, Moisa Koine. It's yours. You wanna be Chayza? Fine. First be Mekabel Amishapora, you Mekabel Mishapora, then you can be Chayza. So that means we have a Kenyan with an Oifen, we can be Mamato the Kenyan. We're starting off with a Kenyan Gomo. We have a Kenyan Gomo, Moisa Koine by Metal Tomoso. They said you could be chayza. You want to be chayza? First be mekabel amishapora. That's, and then you could be chayza. So it's a kinyan with an oifen to be mevatel the kinyan. That's one way you can look at it. You can look at it another way. No. Moisad, Chazal said you can be chayza. Moisad, it's only a kinyan lishayiv mishapora. That means, really, there's no real kinyan, because there were mafkiya kinyan boys, but it's a kinyan. What is holding the kinyan? The kinyan is that. Listen, if I, in order to be choyzer, I'll be chayva mishapore. So the kinyan is that it is koni that I shouldn't be mechayva mishapore. That means the dog of the kinyan is a lesser kinyan. It's not called I was koinet legamri, and I have a koyach to be oike the kinyan when I'm a kabbal mishapora. It's a shvacha kinyan lechatchila. It's a kinyan lishayv mishapora. That means it's not really the lekayach, but it's the lekayach that in order not to be mechayv a mishapora, so don't be choyza. So it's a kinyan of not to be choyza. It's a kinyan that means if you want to be an elach yid, not to be considered a person, don't be chayzel. So the kinyan is a kinyan of in order to be an elach yid, so I won't be chayzel. So the binding factor is not the maisa ha-kinyan. There's no kinyan. Chazal wa'ayke kinyan mois. The binding factor is that in order to be an elach yid, not to be mishana b'deburei, you should keep the kinyan. So it's a kinyan that leads that if you want to change, you'll have to be chayv mishapora. But the kinyan alone is a shvacha kinyan. These are two ways we can learn. If we'll say this for a minute, so it could be Rashi is telling us what the yisoid ha-machloik is of Rav and Rav Yochanan is. Rav Yochanan holds just by karka. You're kind of the karka when you pay a mikzas peroin. You're kind of the karka. And memela a mikzas peroin is kind of the whole karka. You're kind of lagamri. So here also, that means you're koinit, and the only way you could be mevatel the kinyan if it be mekabel a mishapora. So Rabbi Yochanan was medame this kinyan to this kinyan, just like by this kinyan a mitzvah pirzoin is mesavev that the whole thing belongs to me. So by metaltim, it's also a kinyan. I have to be mekabel mishapol in order to be capable of being chayzer. But basher usham, it's a real kinyan. Some meile, so mitzvah pigoin makes that the whole thing should be mine. Rav held that it's not a kinyan at all. It's only lehischayiv mishapora. It's the only binding factor is it's not the lekeach. It's not sold. It's only in order to avoid to be mischayiv mishapora, you better don't change your mind. But it's not a real kinyan. So since it's not a real kinyan, that is why he held that even though you made a mitzvah peroin, you're not pereya, you're not koine keneged kulay. Could be that is what Rashi is saying here. Then we'll see later this other lashonis of Rashi similar to this. Yeah. Zot hanois in Nirova. Now we're going to have a machloikis, Rav Yosi and Rav Yehuda. So Rashi says, hanois in Nirova, even though it's the same words, leidomi lahir de leel. This is not the same case, the machlokes Rav and Rav Yochanan. This is not considered, here we're not speaking about a payment, a mikzas peroin. Shekoyrin Irish was mistama down payment. Ela irovain umashkin, this was a guarantee, a deposit, Liknois as a chayzer boy, famininim belas. That means if we knew French, we would know the chilek. Here, this is a guarantee, and this is a down payment. That's what Rashi is saying. Say we're talking about the machlekes. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda speaking about money was given to guarantee that they will not be chayzer from the deal. So Mamela, what did he tell him? He told them. If I'll be chayzer, if I need more chaloch, if you'll be chayzer, the meichel be chayzer is kafal avoincha. Rabbi Yosi letame, the Omer Baba Basra beperikat poshe, asmachte konye. So what's the type of asmachte? Havtochas guzme. A person guarantees with an exaggeration. Sha'odom mavtiach eschaveiroi, he wants to guarantee him that you could rely on me. That's called an asmachta. That means this was said for the purpose that you should be able to rely on me. So I said, listen, if I'll be chayzer, avoyni mochiloch. Dayoy sheyikne, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda holds asmachta loy kanye. Loize yimchel, veloize yichpel. This agreement, what they made up is that is no koyach whatsoever. The agreement doesn't mean anything. They said it doesn't mean anything, because there was no gemiras das, and the lamdas of an asmachta, that means that, let's go and each one, the lekeach said, listen, if I won't be mekayim the deal, you can keep my erov. And I was giving 100,000, doesn't 100,000 to throw away. Why did the lekeach say it? The only reason the lekeach said it, because Yizichah was sure that Yizichah going to keep his end of the deal. Now the meichel has heart palpitations. So he said, listen, if I'll be chayzer, you can keep the 100,000. But he never really had an intent to give him the 100,000 because he thought he's going to keep his end of the deal. The same way by the meichel. So if you hold asmachta loik on you, so we hold, he really didn't mean this chaylik. You hold asmachta kanya. But so he says, "Daye sheyikne loize asmachta loikani, loize yimchel, veloize yichpel, ela loize veloize yichelim larze melekayim mina mechire, kineged eirovin vechayzrim alasha." That what does end up is the $100 that was given. These $100 will be kinda $100 worth of the karka. That's what's going to happen. That means this Is that what the Lekeach says? If I won't buy the whole karka, you can keep $100. Isn't that what the Moicha says? If I won't sell you the whole karka, you'll get double amount. That is hadir. That is, halachically, that doesn't mean anything. But this eruvin that was given these $100 was given, accomplished that the Lekeach can't be choizei, can't come and say, give me back my money. No. This $100 was kind of $100 worth of karka. In the same way, the Moicha can't say, here's your $100. I want that. No. $100 of the karka was sold. Now, let us just mention one ha'ore, which is, should be mentioned. That means, what they spoke about, what Rabbi Yehuda said over here is not what they said. I mean, they said something else. The words what they said is, Lekeach said, he says, I'll give you double the amount. That's what they said. Rabbi Yehuda said, that's nothing. Fine. That I'll buy. But this will be. Good morning. How did this come about? I mean, no one mentioned this. So somehow Rabbi Yehuda held in this agreement, there's another mashmois also, that this agreement was said, don't worry, said, but the matter, don't worry, Chelik, that we have to take away. But somehow in this agreement, there's a mashmois that if I'll be chayza, you'll be chayza, I'll be kind of $100 of the kaka. This is what Rabbi Yehuda said. And so now we understand something very interesting. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, "Bemedvar mamurim she'ine koine ala keneged avoyni, bizman she'oma loy avoyni yikoin. Yikne, he said, yikne shloy nosna loy betoyres trilas piroin." Vashar olav milve, al batayre sheirov and sayikna sakil, voho lab milsei. Now, let us just say, Rashi is saying a mouthful over here, but let's just explain a little bit what Rashi is saying. The Nachlas Moshe says that Rashi learned, it seems it's a machlikas rishayim in this, the Bamed Vorim Amurim of Rab Shimon ben Gamliel is Chaylik. So Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, that what we mentioned a minute ago, that what Rab Yehuda said, Dayoy Sheikne Keneged Ervoinoy, is very difficult to understand. This was not spoken about. He said, Yimcholoch, he said, that I'll give you double the amount. That's what was spoken about. This dayoy of Rabbi Yehuda is Amir de Kechidish. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, I disagree with you. I disagree with you that in the scenario that Rabbi Yossi is speaking about, that there should be a din that's kind of connected to Avonai. I disagree with you. In the scenario of Rabbi Yossi, if you hold Masmachta Leikonye, so nothing. So Garnish. I agree with you, your halacha is applicable. You know when? If they said different words. If he said Ervoini Yikoin, then I'll agree with you that he's kinda kinegdoi. Now let's see, that's one nekuda. באמת ואומרים שאין נקיין לו כנגד אבויני בזמן שם עלי אבויני ייקיין. ייקנה, שלוי נוסנו לוי בתחילס תחילס פרוי. He didn't give it him בתחילס תחילס פרוי, בשאר עולב מלווה, אלא בתחיל ראשי רובן זה ייקנה אסקל, והוא לב מלסי. Now, I'd just like to explain the Achrayna, my son, Atara Shmuel, and then Mishnah Salevi, and that we are differentiating between Rashi, when Rashi speaks about a case when it's Niten, B'Teiras, Trilas, Piroim. Vashar Olav Milve. What does Rashi mean over here? I'm giving to you Betchilas Peroin Vashar Olav Milve. Just 1 second. No, just 1 second, 1 second. It's the others want to say as follows, that Tchilas Piroin, what is the type Tchilas Piroin? So, others say that Rashi learns Pshat, that there's a Shitas Hasma, that Kinyan Kesef works, not another thing is Kinyan Kesef, it works if I'm paying you the value of your karka, so through that I acquire your karka. That is Kinyan Kesef. Kinyan Kesef is when you're getting reimbursed for your karka, so then that makes that I'm giving you the value of your karka, and you, that's how I acquire your karka. That is Kinyan Kesef. Now, we have to understand, how does Tchilas Piroin work? So, the Achayinim say, a Meiradike Zach in this Rashi, Tchilas Piroin means, Keilu, you have to pay for the whole thing. Kinyan Kesef is, I pay for it, so then I acquire it. If the kark is worth 1,000 zuz, and I'm giving you 500 zuz, I'm not paying for it. So Rashi says, no. It's ki'ilu. I'm giving you the 500 zuz, but really, I want to give you 1,000 zuz. So it's ki'ilu, I gave you 1,000 zuz, and you gave me back 500 zuz, vasha zofen olav bimilve. That means I paid for the whole thing already. Tchilas Piroin is not only I'm just paying a chelik. Tchilas Piroin means means lemais I'm only paying a chelik, but in reality I want to pay you for the whole thing and I'll owe you the rest. So Tchilu, he paid him for the whole thing and he owes him the rest of the money. But the karka was paid for. That is Kinyan Kesef. That is Kinyan Kesef. Now, what happened over here? But Stamazoi, that there should be a Kinyan Kesef without paying, there's no such concept. That means if I'm not paying, I want to be kind, I'll give you Kesef. There's no such concept of Kinyan Kesef. Now, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said that, Bamed Vorem Amurim, he said that what Rabbi Yehuda said, that they made this Tnai, Avoini Mocholoch, or the Echbel Avoin, this, I somehow disagree with you, that you coin anything. Daya Sheikh Nekedeg and Avoin. No, that, what he said, I want to be coin of the whole thing. Now what does that mean, he wants to be coin of the whole thing? So other Saib Shad, it means as follows. I'm going to pay you for the, with the eroven I'm giving you, I want to pay you for this chelik of the karke. And with this payment, this partial payment, I want to be kind of the whole thing. Not paying you for the whole thing. I'm paying you for the partial, I'm giving you a partial payment and this payment. And with this, I want to be kind of the whole karke. So this, in such a case, we said, Avoini Yikoin, means that my partial payment should bring about, I should be kind of the whole karke. So that, Rav Shimon, there's no such thing. Then you're only kind of connected Avoini. Then you're only kind of connected Avoini. That means what Rav Yehuda said, Daya Shikne connected Avoini. In the scenario, what Rabbi Yossi said, I vehemently disagree with you. That's an asmachte, and what was spoken about is not chal, it's gonish mit gonish. But when will I agree that there is such a thing that when he said, that means I'm paying you for a mitzvah, and this payment, I should be kind of those things. So the whole thing, I can't be kind of, because there's no such kinyan. You're only kind of when you pay for what you want to acquire. But if I want to pay for a little bit, and through this I want to be kind of those things, there's no such kinyan. But then you're right, then there'll be kind of connected of it. That's, let's see, the Loshon of Rashi. And then back to me will be very good Rashi. It doesn't mean that he paid for everything. This payment, by paying you a little bit, I should be kind of the whole thing. There's no such thing that you could be kind of everything with a partial payment. But if he didn't say yikai, he said this is the payment. Oi stam, kone, then you kind of the whole thing. Now the machloik is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, that by metaltlim, there was a shailim. By Metaltlin, there was a shaila if by Metaltlin was a shaila if you can't connect kula, connect avoinoi.